If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And one of our check-in spots on Saturday mornings is Campos Marina down at Shell Beach. And Robbie Campo joins us now. And, Robbie, looks like the stage is set for a good day to get out and fish if you can withstand a little bit of heat if you're not out there too long in the middle of the day. But, man, conditions look right. How's it been down there?
Well, you know, Don, earlier in the week, we had the beginning of the week was great. We got some wind. We got some weather in the middle of the week to kind of screw things up a little bit. But the latter part of the week was yesterday. I mean, it was just a beautiful day yesterday. Guys got out, got in the sound. You know, we're big tide ranges right now, so these guys got sound. They smoked these fish out there yesterday, out there around that central oil field out there. They caught some fish by the islands. They even caught fish along the Long Rocks. So I think this morning, But this morning we have a northeast wind blowing about maybe 5, 6, maybe 7 miles an hour. So that might change things a little bit. I wasn't expecting a northeast wind this morning, to tell you the truth, but it is blowing. And nevertheless, it is blowing. So not bad, not bad. I still think you can get out there and get it done. A lot of complaining about 12 7/8, 12 3/4 inch trout.
Yeah.
Look, you know, and I say this, and I feel like I'm beating a dead horse when I say this, but, you know, water temperatures are getting up there. And I repeat myself every year at this time. And, you know, Gulf temperatures are hotter, ocean temperatures are hotter, so it's going to make sound temperatures a little bit hotter also. Your bigger fish are going to be down deeper. Please, people, if you want to catch bigger fish, listen to what I'm telling you. I watch what these guys got on their poles when they come in. I don't say anything to them, but I know what they're fishing with. They all fishing slide corks. Learn, it's an effective tool at this time of year, especially water temperatures getting in the high 70s, low 80s. Bigger fish want to be just like me and you. They want to be in air condition. They go down to the bottom. That's where the air condition is. So, these fish are not stupid. This is what they do to survive. And that's how they get to where they are. But the bigger fish are down deeper, and that's just the way it is. And the guys that are using these slide corks they're doing it, man. They're out there and they're smoking them down. So if you're fishing in 8, 9, 10 feet of water, you know your bigger fish are going to be at the bottom. If you're still using that 3-foot pattern, switch it up. Try one or two poles with that slide cork on it, and see if that doesn't work better for you. I know it's going to. I guarantee it's going to work for you, so do that. Plenty of redfish up in the marsh, Don. If you're fishing redfish, a slide cork's not going to do you any good. Go get up in that marsh with a 2.5, 3-foot leader and live shrimp and make it happen in the marsh. They got plenty of redfish. Limits are dropping on the 20th, as we all know. I guess everybody got that memo yesterday. I know I sure did, and that's all I heard about yesterday evening was, oh, they're dropping it. Well, you know, still pretty good. It still beats three. So, you know, and a lot of people wanted three. So, I mean, they compromised, got four, so that's where it is. Like it or not, that's where it is. That stage is set at four. So No bulls now, so 18 to 27. So we got things going on down here, Don. We got plenty of people out this morning. Live bait's holding up all right so far. So if you're coming down to fish St. Bernard Parish and you want to fish Shell Beach, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us.
There's also a little bonus going on down there if they want to go pick up some seafood off the boat. I know a lot of the fishermen are going to be gathered down there at that Delacroix Pavilion between 9 and 1 o'clock and selling it right off the boat. And Captain George Ricks told me yesterday they're going to provide free ice. So if somebody wants to fish and after their fishing trip, stop by and pick up some fresh crabs. Or, you know, if they didn't catch enough fish, you might be able to get some type of fish. You know, most of the fish now are game fish, and you can't sell the fish fillets. But there's also going to be some really good deals on shrimp down there.
Yes, that is absolutely true. I was going to mention that next. You know, the seafood market down there in Delacroix is going to be rocking and rolling today. So you could come get your fish, and you go get you some shrimp and support a local fisherman, and you'd be doing a good deed.
You know, I think there's going to be more tiers over the new 18-inch minimum than there is over the four-fish limit. You're only reducing it by one fish. But there's going to be some people that's going to be hard for them to take that 16 and to 17-inch redfish and turn him loose.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of crying about it yesterday, but nothing you can do about it. Yeah. Look, we don't make the laws, we just abide by them. So that's the way it is. I mean, you know
there's one more angle to this that I don't think people are recognizing. This is going to pretty much limit the record redfish from ever being broken. Because according to our Louisiana Outdoor Writer Association fish record rules, you can't take a picture and weigh a fish and enter that. You have to have the corpus delicti. You got to have the fish. It's got to be weighed on a state-inspected scale. It's got to be witnessed by two people, signed off on it. Biologist has to identify it. And you're not going to find a record fish under 27 inches. And now it's illegal to keep anything over 27 inches. So the current record, which is 61 and some chains, may be forever safe unless eventually someday they go back to allowing people to keep that one over 27.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely correct about that. But, you know, Don, I mean, look, it is what it is, and we're not going to change it no more. So, I mean, you know, wildlife does what wildlife does, and that's just the way it is. And there ain't no fixing that.
Nope. Well, people need to be aware of it. I'm sure you got it probably posted down there, and people are spreading the word. And with social media today, I'm sure everybody's going to get the word on it. The other thing is, you know, on the trout, releasing those little, 11 and 3/4 and 12-inch and 12.5, those fish, their mortality rate after they're caught and released is not very good. At least a redfish, you release a 16 to 18-inch redfish, you've got a good chance of survival.
Well, you know, down by the Long Rocks, you know, you got Mr. Flipper, you know, porpoise flipping up and down the rocks there, and that usually doesn't work out too good for you know, a juvenile speckled trout. that's like taking candy from the baby, you know, when you throw it back overboard. So and the handling the fish is bad enough, but, you know, feeding them to the porpoises is just something else.
Yeah. Well, we're working right now on some catch-and-release tips and advice for people in light of these new regulations, and that should be hitting the TV shows pretty soon. And people just need to do what they can to keep the fish going, and hopefully one day they can expand the limits if the studies and the data warrant that there's enough fish to do that. But for now, there's still plenty of fish to catch, including don't pass up those white trout either. Remember the white trout.
No, that's going to make them a little bit more tasty. You know, and everybody that turned their nose up to them before is not going to be turning their nose up to them now, I promise you.
You got that right. Robbie, we don't want to keep you anymore. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next Saturday.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.